You are welcome to the 5 Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Now you will note that for the apostles, what they made known to the people is the power of God and the coming of Christ. So essentially, they made Jesus known to the people. That was what they preached. And that was the foundation they laid upon which we are to step on. So there is no other foundation any man can lay. You can't say, well, God called me to preach prosperity. God called me to preach enemy must die. There is only one gospel. We don't have two gospels. And that gospel is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what we are to declare to people is Jesus. That's what preaching should do. The essence of preaching is to reveal Christ. Every preaching that is not revealing Christ, no matter how highly it sounds, is this still eye-sounding nonsense. Preaching is about revealing Jesus. Preaching is not about money. Preaching is not about enemies dying. It's about revealing Jesus. What the apostle revealed was Jesus. Now look at NIV says, for we did not follow cleverly devised stories when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power. He says, we didn't tell you stories. You know, today a lot of preachers are telling stories. We no longer hear Jesus on the pulpit. It is stories, stories, stories. And I'm saying this with all sincerity of my heart. I hardly hear Jesus from any preacher today. Many preachers. There are just few preachers that you know anytime this man preaches, you are going to know Jesus more. But I tell you, it is stories. There is a man that is revered in my country. He's old now. They say he preached the gospel. And, you know, because of that, I'm always curious to watch his videos. Every single time, without exception, that I have found his video, I don't know, maybe I'm the one who has just been unfortunate. Every single time, he is telling stories. I have never heard Jesus. I've never heard him preach Christ. He's always stories about himself, stories about how great he is, how God did something. Brethren, that is not the gospel. That is not the message. The message is Jesus. And I always ask myself, why do people refer this man so much? Maybe I'm just unfortunate that he was telling stories in all of the videos I stumbled upon. Maybe. But in all honesty, I know a lot of preachers, it's all stories. It's not about Jesus. He said, we did not follow cleverly devised stories or myths. Just empty sayings. Contemporary English version puts it this way. He said, when we told you about the power and the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, we were not telling clever stories someone made up. But with our own eyes, we saw his true greatness. So they declare the greatness of Jesus. They declare the greatness of Christ. The message is Jesus. The reason believers are struggling today is because they don't know Jesus. Because our victory is in Christ. The power is in Jesus. The glory is in Jesus. The message is Jesus. The person we are called to know is Jesus. The person we are called to conform to his image is Jesus. Without Jesus, we can never worship God. It's all about Jesus. It's not about us. When we tell stories, that story must be in an attempt to preach Jesus, not an attempt to tell our own stories. We are not the message. Jesus is the message. It is Jesus we must preach. The apostles preach Jesus. You listen to a preacher. That's why I'm just wondering, any little things, they are clapping. The preacher is telling his own stories, how he did this. They are clapping for him. I'm just wondering, what a generation of clappers. I've had to warn people when I'm preaching, please stop clapping. What are you clapping for? What exactly are you clapping for? It's not as if you are going out of this place to go and live the truth. Why are you clapping? Wait first. Let the message bear fruit in your life. Maybe after that, we can then clap. But why are you clapping? You are just excited about the stories of man. A man will tell you stories of how they wanted to insult him. And he said, ah, I will operate this prophetic, my prophetic dimension. When I operated it, all the people were put to shame. What will you do? You will get up. You will clap. Has that glorified Jesus? Has he brought honor to Christ? Stories. Stories. God is. He was, he is, and he is to be. Why is it then stories, stories, stories? What is happening now? The Holy Spirit is happening now. He said, move ye forward. But you are still telling stories of 70s, stories of 80s, stories of 90s. Stories. We are not to tell stories. We are to tell Jesus. The world is waiting for Jesus. When we preach Jesus, we will see the power of God. We will see the glory of God. We will see life transformed. We will see city transformed. We will see marriages transformed. Men come to church, what we call church. Men come there for 30 years. Nothing changes in their lives. They are still as wicked, as cruel as they are. Why? Because it is not Jesus that we are preaching on our pulpit. Peter said, we didn't tell you stories. We told you about Jesus. We told you about his power. We told you about his coming. It must be about Jesus, brethren. Honestly, we must go before the Lord and plead for him to forgive us. Because it's like it's about men these days. It's not about the master. Yet everything is about the master. The scripture says, thine is thy kingdom. The kingdom is not yours, so it's his. The glory, the power, and the honor, it belongs to him. That was the conclusion of that prayer. Anybody that prays correctly would acknowledge, will preach Jesus, because they know that everything is about Jesus. Thine is the kingdom. Thine is the glory. The world must hear about Jesus. They must not hear about us. They must hear about Jesus. And I pray that you will hear about Jesus. And you also, you will preach Jesus. May it be so with you. In Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number. 2234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.